an example of a cholera case which came before the coroner in Southwark and was reported to the Board of Health. It linked poor housing to the disease. 14th February 1832, catalogue reference PC1/114. Mr. Richard Carter, coroner, thought it his duty to describe the situation of the house in which a woman, Sarah Roberts, who died on Sunday night at 11 o'clock in Bear Gardens, close to the Iron Bridge of Southwark, is supposed to be of the cholera. Externally, it is a very bad condition. There are four houses, equally bad, with a sewer open at the back, very offensive, and appears not to have been cleaned for many years. Mr. Andrew Clark, plumber, residing in Bear Gardens and Camberwell, states that the houses in question are in a very bad state, and, I do not believe, have been whitewashed and cleaned for the last 20 years. They contain large families. George Bedley, surgeon to the parish of St. Saviour's, states that he attended the patient, Sarah Roberts, in Bear Gardens. She was well on Sunday morning. At 10 o'clock, she was then in health and taking a walk with her husband. She stated that she had that morning taken a glass of mulled wine with her husband and became very sick. My assistant saw her in the morning, but I was from home and did not visit her until 8 o'clock in the evening, when I met Mr. Mallory, surgeon at Guy's Hospital, who had been there at 5 o'clock with Dr. Whiting and Mr. Howell. Dr. Whiting is physician to the dispensary, and Mr. Howell is surgeon also in St. Saviour's. We are all of the decided opinion that it was decided case of cholera. She died 10:15 the same evening. She had violent cramps in every part of her body. We applied mustard poultices and gave her mustard internally, opium and brandy. We opened her body and were perfectly satisfied that she died of the cholera. Dr. Russell has seen the patient after death and said it was much more than a suspicious case. Mr. Milling, Deputy Inspector General of Hospitals, was, with Dr. Russell, recommended taking the families out, destroying the clothes, and shutting up the houses until thoroughly cleansed. There has been a case of cholera in Winchester Street, but the boy is getting better, and the case is more mild. There are several families in the same house. Valentine Roberts, Beadle of Lambeth, states that there is a case of decided cholera in the Butts, Old Lambeth. Seven doctors have seen the patient, a man, this morning, and pronounce it decided cholera. The man was sent for admission into the workhouse, but refused admittance and sent to the above house, and medical assistance sent to him. There are several families in the house. February 14, 1832, R. J. Chambers.